talking about what's new with Los Angeles Clippers. There's always so much to discuss.
Let's jump right in.
It's LA Clips Forum.
Hey, Clippers.
It's LA Clips Forum with Jesse and Brian.
Welcome to the LA Clips Forum. My name's Brian Andrew. I'm here with Jesse, the bestie, Sandoval. How are you doing, sir?
Doing pretty good. I actually stepped away for like a minute, and I just got back, and I made it back on time.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you don't have your camera on, so we can't tell you. Honestly, you could just be like at 7-Eleven right now, and I would just maybe his mic's not working. You know,
I'm working behind the counter right now.
and my friend Jake the Snake Barnes, he has to be on the pod, so he's on the pod. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, how's everybody doing? Sorry, I stuttered.
You're good, dude. You're not going to be the first one on this pod. You certainly won't be the last. Before we get started, how's everybody doing? Everyone good?
Doing good.
All right, cool. I just want to start off because I feel like I should say this in the opening and not save it to the end because I don't know how many Clipper fans are going to be invested. Instead of watching the Pacers game yesterday against the Clippers, I did watch some of the Clippers game, but I was at the USC round two matchup for women's basketball yesterday. I was at the first round game on Saturday. I just want to say, I want to give props to women's basketball and Juju Watkins. She is certainly special. It was actually a really dope experience, and the Clippers team right now can't damper that. So I want to say they're going to their first Sweet 16 since 1994. And that's dope. It's in Portland, so I probably can't make it, but I'll certainly be watching. And we have baseball around the corner. So I just wanted to let Clippers fans know, if the Clippers are not giving you anything worth watching, there's other avenues in sports. But I don't know who wants to go first. Who wants to talk about the Clippers? Or you guys can talk about anything you want.
Yeah, you know what?
Jesse first.
Me?
Okay. Jesse first.
All right. Can we talk about Ty Lue's press conference when he was talking about like how the Clippers are soft?
Bold move. what was the word he wanted to replace? He wanted to replace it with investment or something. What, sacrifice, right? Was it the word sacrifice? He's like, I don't want to replace sacrifice with investment, and he would call the team soft. Yeah, I'll let you take it from here, Jesse. Yeah,
dude, I don't know. It's like he seems like for a cop out. I didn't know being soft was playing Westbrook and PJ Tucker in the same lineup with no with minimal shooting around them. I don't think that's attributed to being soft. I think that's just poor coaching in general. It feels like there's very little like accountability for this guy. Like, and the whole thing about close the door, like, dude, these are grown men. Like, you should be telling them. Like, why are you telling the media? Like, tell them to their faces if that's how you feel. Get control of the locker room if that's the issue. It's just we're unraveling at the worst time. And it's concerning.
If I'm going to ask you a question, Jesse, and Jake can respond too. It's funny because I feel like Ty Lue has been pretty discreet for the last, I don't know how many years he's been coaching the Clippers, right? But I feel like in the last month or so, he's been very Doc Rivers-esque by just like absolutely throwing his team underneath the bus. He's not doing it as blatantly as I feel like Doc Rivers would, because Doc Rivers would just be like, you know, Ben Simmons sucks. I can't tell you. Like this. But basically, like PG and him contradicting each other, you know, in interviews and in the media, and then, you know, Ty Lue basically like, yeah, you could ask him now kind of thing. Like, it feels, and you guys could tell me I'm wrong, but it feels like when he's using the word soft, he's talking about players like PG. But but do you feel like he's getting a little more Doc Rivers-esque? Well, Doc Rivers-esque, not in the coaching, but in terms of the media. Do you feel that way, Jesse?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay.
I can see the mentorship right there just breaming from it. Like, it's just frustrating to hear that. You're hearing from different – everyone's giving their own perspective why this team is not playing well. And it's frustrating because you have James Harden and Kawhi and Paul George on this team. It's like, what do you mean you're struggling to find identity? We're this far in the season. What do you like?
We certainly had identity when we were, fighting for the first seed in December and January. Like what happened since then, right? yeah, as you were gonna say something else?
No, I was gonna let I wanted to hear what Jake had to say.
Let it rip, Jake.
Dude, I mean the counteracting statements between them two, like, well, really between everybody, like Kawhi saying one thing, James is saying one thing, Ty, PG, like that is an alarming sign. Definitely, like Jesse said, it's from the Doc Rivers book, calling out your players mid-season, at the end of the season, playoffs. That's for sure out of the Doc book, and it's a players coach thing. A lot of players coach do that kind of stuff. It's not leaving me with a ton of optimism of how the season is turning. I've seen a lot of discourse over the last really week about like how the team has been performing and our top guys and how we were playing the 2 months prior to where we're at now. I think that really what happened was our legs are just shot.
They do look like a gas team out there.
The legs are just shot. They look like they gave everything they had to secure a top six seed, and then kind of just like let the things play out where they may. But that's not a sustainable way to win in the league. It's just not like. I had somebody tell me from another franchise, like they're part of another franchise, and they told me, they told me this a while back about the Clippers, and the one thing that stuck out is, Kawhi has a formula to win, and it's his formula that he's had for the past, like for the, I'm sorry, for the past 6 years, and he said that, by us not going by this formula, it will show, and he told me this a couple months ago, like around maybe December, while we were going in a winning on a winning streak. And I saw some discourse today online about Kawhi and PG specifically talking about, well, they have trended, while they have trended down, where these guys are taking 16, 15, 17 shots a game, when really there's guys like Tatum and Shea and like the higher echelon guys where people would rank them in the higher echelon. Putting up 20 to 25 shots a game, averaging or almost 30 points a game, 27, 26, and we just don't have that. Granted, maybe like we have the talent to suffice that, that's why our guys' numbers are lower. But in an 82 game season where we need the volume scoring from our top guys, we just don't have it. And it can be attributed to guys regressing, guys being tired, the season being long, et cetera. We
Dude.
really haven't seen Kawhi play this much since what's 2017, almost 7, 6 years ago.
Do you feel?
And this isn't on Kawhi, by the way. This is just discourse.
Yeah.
This isn't on Kawhi.
To be honest, I don't feel like Kawhi's really done anything this season that's made me put any blame on him so far.
Same.
Which I think it's a funny thing that I think we're gonna get. I'm gonna just say out loud right now is I think like what's interesting about the discourse or the debate about everyone wants to pick a reason why the Clippers suck
Right.
and get frustrated when other people have a different reason why the Clippers suck, and then you just butt heads, right? But I think if I'm gonna be honest and you guys could tell me I'm wrong, it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I
It's
agree. I
it's a
agree. I
it's a
agree. I agree.
little bit of everything. It's not complementing the roster. Maybe it's the way we got Harden, when we got Harden. It's Ty, it's not Ty, it's Kawhi, it's playing too many minutes. There's plenty of reasons. It's Paul George playing with a groin injury for an entire month and not, getting better from it. It's just a lot of things. It's, James Harden deferring too much, et cetera, et cetera. Do you feel the team is conserving for the playoffs? Or do you feel like they're not conserving and this is just a really bad look before we go into April basketball? We'll have Jesse go first.
It's scary because I don't know. Part of me feels like this is what the team is. Like, I feel like we're starting to see there's a huge gap. Okay, so one thing I wanted to mention was, like, in the past seasons before, we've had a roster where, when the stars didn't show up, we had players show up, other players show up. We had, before Luke Kennard, Nicholas Batum, Terrence Mann, and Amir Coffey. And like this season, like in this stretch, we haven't really seen anyone besides Norman Powell like really step up. Like, I feel like we're really starting to see like the talent gap between between the top three guys and everyone else in the roster. Was it nice to have Westbrook back? Sure. In certain moments, it was nice to have his energy. Like, he started ramping things up in the third quarter, but then we had some weird coaching. So it's like a plethora of things. And it's just, you add like a terrible situation where you guys can't find your identity, quote unquote. Can this team get its bearings in the middle of this skid? Like, do they have the mental fortitude for this? I don't know. I don't know if this is what this is the best of we're seeing the best of the best on this team. I don't know. I don't know. I can't really say with confidence what to expect in the playoffs.
Yeah. And I think you're onto something there, Jesse, is that we don't really have the same team. And I'm gonna just say something right now, because I think me and you've said this constantly last year. I think all three of us said this last year. One of our biggest issues as a team was our supporting cast. Like, people just were not stepping up. And then, and then a lot of people are like, well, you can't put blame on role players. But I'm like, no, like, you're right. These are the same players that stepped up. Like, these are the some of these guys are the same players that played the season where we didn't have Paul George and Kawhi and got us into a play-in game. Like, we have expectations for these players. We have expectations for Terrence Mann. And I don't think the Clippers have done any favors with the expectations of Terrence Mann by, not trading him for star talent when we had opportunities in the past. And then, Zoo, ever since he came back from injury, I just feel like he's like, I don't want to use the word afraid. I don't like to say that with athletes, but it just seems like he's not confident to, get up and get the same, block shot, the same rebound, the same putback. Like, it just seems like he's not confident in his legs. Like, he feels like he's gonna fall back down and hurt him or something like that. And I play like that. I'm not saying I'm Zoo, but I've hurt my ankle or I've hurt my leg before playing basketball. And when you go back out there, you're not confident jumping up and then jumping back down on it. It is what it is, So I don't know if a lot of the injuries this year that the Clippers have handled, although I think we appreciate it because it seems like players are now wanting to play, they're not sitting out for multiple weeks. It just seems out of character with the Clippers of how rushed they were with the injuries this year. Like, Paul George playing with his groin, Zoo coming back like what, 2 weeks earlier than he was supposed to. Like, he was supposed to be reevaluated in a month and he came back in like 3 weeks. So I don't know the dynamic, but the supporting cast hasn't helped. And it doesn't help that part of that supporting cast has been like PJ Tucker playing 20 minutes. It's Russ, who's probably gonna start playing 25 minutes. We could get into some of those other things, and one of the things I could kind of keep as a silver lining, when the playoffs start, Kawhi, Paul George, Harden, they're gonna probably have to play 40 minutes a night. Now, at their age, can they handle that? Maybe not. But in the playoffs, they're gonna have to play 40 minutes a night, and that limits the Ty Lue, no adjustments, substitutions that he's been making lately. Like, if those three are playing 40 minutes a night, then there's only so many minutes for Terrence, Amir, Zoo, and the gang, right? So hopefully we don't see too much PJ, we don't see too much Mason Plumlee in the playoffs. You never know though. I'll give the floor to Jake.
The concerning issue for me, like, granted, we were all on board with getting James here. We were all on board. I was on board. I'm still on board.
Yeah, I am too. I just
Yeah,
wanted
I'm
to.
still on board
It's the same here.
because either way, like the people know. If we would have kept Morris, Nico, and Rocco hasn't played all year. Morris is on his second team already since being cut, right? Or second team this year, and Nico is under 8 points a game. So there we go. James 15 points a game on 42% from the field, and I think it's like 32 from three. It's not cutting it. It's just not cutting it. It's like in his last 10, it's not cutting it. And that's just in his last 10. Kawhi shooting 56% from the field in his last 10, only 34 from three. That tells you one thing. And he's shooting on volume, That tells you one thing. Like the legs are tired. While Kawhi's percentages are high and his field goal, 56 is great. I'll take it. But the 34 from three, it's about league average. James shooting under league average at 32, like just tells me his legs are gone, And I think he leads the team in minutes still. He just took 2 games off. He basically only hasn't played 2 games all year. Super alarming. I think that us being 3-7 in our last 10 with PJ Tucker getting real minutes, another alarming thing. And that's a Ty Lue thing. Like yesterday in the fourth quarter, starting, I think it was Russ, Norm, Harden, PJ Tucker and Zubats. Like, bro, you're putting three non-floor spacers out there and you're basically telling Norm and Harden to carry all the offense. So it's like you said, Brian, though, it's a bundle of everything. It's not just, players not showing out, the coaching, it's everything. And I think that PG, I think right now in his last 10, I think he's 50, 40, 90, at 25 a game, which, and Kawhi's around 22 a game at 56, 40. Well, 56, 34. It's just the 3-point shooting hasn't been there for the whole squad. They're 37% for the last 10 games. It's just not, well, we should be trending up. It's just looking like the legs are just shot. I have a concern, like, I hate to be like, yeah, they're gonna turn it on in the playoffs, because to be honest, they don't really deserve that benefit of the doubt. Like,
They don't.
they don't. Like, they for the last 3 seasons, we haven't even been here with it. Like, we weren't even able to compete 1 year because both guys were out. But to be playing, sorry, I'm looking at a what is this? Zoo, like Zoo's averaging 10 a game. For us to be having guys average basically 57 points, our 213 at 57 points a game, and nobody else can score. It's really been a lot of it is defensive, but a lot of our issues right now are scoring. If you go look at the box score, our field goal percentage, our 3-point percentage is horrible. I think yesterday we made like 6 threes all game. That's just not cutting it in a league where like guys are getting. I think Hallie had 6 threes on his own.
I've been seeing a trend to kind of go on your point too, is that we're starting games slow, we're starting games flat-footed, and then we exert whatever we have left in the tank to get us at least back in the game. Might not be fully back in the game, but we put ourselves within, striking distance, and then we run out of gas again. And that's just been the trend, I think, for the last, like what you said, 10 games or so.
Yeah, 10 games.
Even the games we're winning, it's been kind of that same recipe almost.
I mean, and this dates back to be like another, 20 games. This isn't, I'm just going off the 10 game sample size. Like yesterday, LAC shot 6 for 20 from three. Like Halliburton last night had 6 threes by himself. As a team, they had 17 threes made. You're gonna lose that game. Like off just the 3-point like alone. And then that's them not defending, but that's them also not making. 6 for 20 is horrible.
And so like that also goes into coaching. Like, all right,
Oh yeah.
we're in this position now. So how do we get how do we get out of this? And then, it might be resting a game there and there, but it also could just be like, hey, I don't like, I think we sound like a broken record. I think using PJ Tucker is more of a symbol, because I think, tell me if I'm wrong, guys, but I look at PJ Tucker as we're not trying to win. like you're telling me as a fan, when you put PJ Tucker in the game, that Ty is not trying to win the game. He might try to survive a game, but he's not trying to win a game. And we'll see. I don't know. Like, I've made excuses for Ty in the past. Like I've said, some of these decisions about certain players played or things like that are sometimes organizational decisions. It's coming from somebody else. Sometimes Ty is more just a middle person. Like we look at Ty as someone who's supposed to be managing the whole thing, but really he's not. He's just a pawn in the entire system of things. But at the same time, there's certain elements. Like I feel like in-game management is Ty's thing. I don't think people go to his ear on the bench and tell him like, "Hey, PJ Tucker needs 5 more minutes." But maybe there is. Maybe it's one of the assistant coaches' jobs to remind Ty like, "We PJ needs to play more minutes." But not playing PJ, we've seen PJ not play some games. Not playing PJ doesn't mean this team's gonna be doing any better. It's not, it's just, like we'd still be struggling. It's just I look at PJ as the example of not trying to win, just trying to survive games. And you're not gonna do that against really good teams, and you're not gonna do that against really mid teams, it seems like. I think that's the frustrating thing that the Clippers have shown us lately, is that they're just losing to mediocre teams we would have been beating by 15 points 2 months ago. But right now we're struggling and we're losing by 15, 20 points, and some of these teams are not even playing key players. Losing to the Hawks without Trae Young, losing to the Bucks without Giannis, losing to the Sixers, without Embiid. And I think the frustrating thing is, for the last several seasons, we always had this cop out of being like, but wait until this player comes back. Well, we're playing all our dudes. Like, we've been genuinely healthy all season. Genuinely healthy. Yeah, we lost Zoo for a couple games. Yeah, PG's been dealing with a groin injury. He's got his bad knees he's always had or something. But for the most part, everybody's been playing, and like I. When if you're lacing up your shoes and you're going on the court, there's expectations, and if you can't live up to those expectations, then you sit out of the game. So it's like, regardless if PG's got a groin injury, and yes, that could be a reason why he's not playing well, even though he's played pretty well the last, I in my opinion, he's played pretty okay actually, but the groin could be a reason, but it's not an excuse. You know what I mean? PJ Tucker playing more minutes could be a reason, but it's not an excuse. And I think hopefully Russ could come back and light a spark. It's crazy how a couple weeks could change your mindset on a couple things, because Russ broke his hand, I think, what was it, March 1st or something like that? We're now 20 days into March, and I'm like, oh man, it would be nice to have Russ back to get the spark going. Even though like 20 days ago, I was like, hey, maybe bringing Bones in is what we need to get this team going. It's, I don't know. I don't even know what happened to Bones the last few games. You know what I mean? Like it seems like we're trying different things instead of just trying to find a thing. And you know what? Ty has done this before. Ty doesn't like to show all his schemes and all his substitutions and all his lineups before they go into the playoffs. But I'm also at that point where I'm like, what can Ty even do at this point that no one's seen yet? Like, just go out there, play your best dudes, and hope the best dudes carry you to a championship. I think Ty is making this a lot harder on himself than he has to. Like, he could literally be asleep at the wheel, and we should at least be playing 500 ball. But I don't know. Oh, I spoke for a long rant. You could talk now, Jesse, if you want.
I think you pretty much, don't know. To me, it's Ty Lue is the most frustrating part about this whole skid that we're going through. It just doesn't feel like he's trying to coach, like you're saying. Like, it just feels like he, I mean, man, we have so many people on this roster that, like, at this point, especially last game in the fourth quarter, We should have thrown the whole bench out and try to figure something out. At least see, like, give some people a run, see what we can, like, probably utilize to rejuvenate this team in some way, some form. And it just seems like he always goes back to the same old, like, formula of going small, looking for PJ Tucker, trying to make PJ Tucker fit. And I feel like we haven't, this is the first time we've seen Westbrook or PJ Tucker, right? Like, we saw this before the injury at some point, right? Or,
No, we did. Yeah,
yeah, right.
it's a reason why LeBron went on his run. Yeah.
And yeah, oh, that's a really good point right there. And it sucks because in like we're focused so much on the Clippers right now, but there's so many teams right now. The West is like so close in the race right now. Lakers are getting hot right now. Although suspiciously they're having the most high free, like the highest free throws.
Right.
conspiracy, right? It just seems like this is not the time where you want to start losing your identity. And it's frustrating. We there's no other word for it.
Speaking of conspiracy, Ty Lue certainly isn't coaching or carrying himself like someone who wants to be here next season.
I agree.
Yeah, I'll let you guys take that from there.
I think playing a guy 15 minutes that averages 1 point a game, it's malpractice, bro. Him still trying to be able to find things to get us out this funk, going in these pregame press conferences and saying, "Oh, we're gonna try something new. We're gonna play with the rotations. We'll see." Bro, you ain't do anything but play PJ Tucker at the five. Like no, but I mean like us as fans that we watch this game and we're fans of this team, so and the longtime fans know when there's BS on the curtain, like bro, we're gonna peel the curtain back. Obviously, we like you're not hiding anything, bro. PJ Tucker at the five, big wow. He came in yesterday, he got cooked. TJ McConnell cooked the hell out of him, and there's nothing he could have done. I just think that he's out of answers, and I do think that the team can maybe go in the playoffs, shape up. The playoffs is slow. Basically, like the playoffs take away 20 possession and 20 possessions in a game. The 20 possessions that we see now, you basically erase those because the game gets so tight in the half court and it's slow. I think that we can maybe be better in that type of like play style, but as far as him, running a guy 15 minutes a game and averaging 1 point and co-signing that he has heart and hustle is not a realistic way to go about things. Like, it's just not.
Hey, the analytics on Heart and Hustle absolutely suck. I'm not for
It,
that.
it's 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 bro, we it's basketball. You know what I'm saying? It's a game of offense. And I do believe defense is first. It's part of the reason why the Clips are getting cooked. But they also can't hit shots. If it's not 2-on-3, they're not nobody's hitting shots.
Yeah.
Nobody's hitting shots. And maybe we should give Zoo the ball more. Maybe he should get a couple more touches. Maybe they should mix him in the offense more. Even if it's not pick and roll, throw the ball to him and let him get a little jump hook. But at the same time, it's like it's Ty Lue. Ty Lue's not gonna do it. It's not his style.
I do feel like ideally, hopefully in the playoffs, when we do go small, it's Terrence Mann and Amir Coffey playing with the three stars. And I'm not saying like, oh, that's the recipe to win games, but it's probably defensively and talent to talent the best lineup we could put on the court. You could kind of go back and forth on like should Zoo be included in that, and like I would say defensively, yeah, he's a pretty decent rim protector, but in terms of switchability, I like that five I said. We haven't seen too much of it. I don't know if Ty trusts Terrence Mann.
No,
And
absolutely not. He can't. He doesn't score. He doesn't look to score.
I was gonna say like. A lot of people are gonna be like, well, actually, and then show me something. But like I watch the games too. Like Terrence Mann doesn't give me a whole lot of confidence sometimes out there either. And Like, I think, like, what game was I watching? Was it the 76ers game? The guy went to the basket three or four times in a row, could not make anything happen, and then he made a couple threes. And I'm like, oh, cool, he's got a shot back. But then it's like, that doesn't, like, take away from the fact that those were three wasted possessions before then. You know what I mean? And he can't create his own shot, and I don't know, like, I don't know what Ty is doing out there to make things easier on everybody else. We're just from the outside looking in. Like, you know, maybe Ty Lue is this genius, and in the playoffs he's gonna, like, oh, see, this is what I had all along. But to be honest with you, he hasn't earned the benefit of the doubt anymore.
I
I think
agree.
we're holding on to that 2021 run, but I think it's something we're wearing of rose-colored glasses. Like, yeah, he made some decent decisions. He took a chance on Luke Kennard and Terrence Mann in the Mavs series, but he also played Rondo to the ground. You know what I mean? Like, we'll see. You know, I might have to get a Josh Primo jersey.
No, I just think that, like, realistically, we look at Amir, Terrence, James. Let's say we put James, we do that lineup, James, Terrence, Amir, Kawhi, and PG. You know, realistically, you only have to center on three guys of score, like, to score, because the two are just off ball player. They're non-threat and offense. And that's, like, I didn't realize, you know, I've been seeing, like, a lot of discourse on this. Shout out to what's his name, Jamal. Like, he's mentioned a lot about, like, our roster going from, like, eight down is just like, oh, it's cooked.
Oh
And Brian,
yeah.
you know, we talk about this too sometimes. Like, our roster eight down is just like non-playable guys.
Oh
And
yeah.
but to Ty Lue's fault though as well, Kobe Brown should have got minutes this year. While we were in that hot 2 month stretch, he should have played to really develop. Look at what the Nuggets are doing with Bron and P-Watt over there, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're developing young guys while playing their guys big time and winning games. Jokic sat against the Blazers. Murray sat against the Blazers. And what do they do? Christian Braun, P-Watt, Reggie Jackson, Aaron Gordon. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
we should have been developing Kobe Brown, a 6'8 forward that can pass, that can shoot, has a little bit of everything to his game. And it would have complemented, it would have added another wing player and size to the team. But T. Lou just does not play young guys. And as soon as you make a mistake, he pulls you. You know,
Yeah, but
he
then he
just
gives a long leash to
vets,
every, yeah.
vets. Yeah, there'll be times where, I mean, he single-handedly loses us games with the rotations. You know, last night's game, when we went into that at the end of that third quarter, and I think it was what, if someone could correct me, a 7-point game. We know Kawhi's about to sit. And what happened in the Philly game? Kawhi sat, but instead of going, you know, we're gonna stagger PG and Kawhi, right? We're gonna stagger them. It was too late already. This dude started with those three, Russ, Norm, and Harden, and Tucker and Zubats. What is that, bro?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just did a quick look right now. Terrence Mann and Amir Coffey are barely replacement level players.
Warp.
Yep.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook is above replacement. Zoo is above replacement. And you know, the three stars, you know, Kawhi's got 4.2, James Harden's got 3.6, and Paul George is 2.7. It's a complicated stat, and and it has its flaws because it doesn't exactly take into account a lot of, you know, the lineups and stuff like that. But it gives you a decent representation of, like, where they stand in the league. And Mason Plumlee is a 0.3, so Mason Plumlee is a little higher than Terrence Mann. Daniel Tice 0.1, slightly higher than Terrence Mann. And then Bones Hyland, PJ Tucker, Co Kobe Brown, Brandon Boston, all below replacement level.
Yeah, I mean, which makes sense. That's what, four dudes under replacement level, and we got another two that's like right there on the brink.
Yeah, like
Yeah, dude.
we really Like you could technically say Russell Westbrook and Zubox are closest to at least one, you know, they're at 0.9, 0.8. So you could say, let's just say they're one, right? Just for the argument. Norman Powell 0.6. We'll just say he's one too, just for the sake of argument. After those six players, though, it's zero or lower almost for everyone. And then, you know, Daniel Tice and Plumlee are slightly above replacement, but everyone's rocking around replacement level.
I mean, no,
And
I
then,
agree. I agree with the chart that, you know, what you're saying, like.
so like, not trying to be that guy too. Like, that's on Lawrence Frank, right?
Oh yeah. No, this dude, like that's the thing. People, when we're talking right now, people have to understand this whole thing is a collective effort. Everybody in the organization. Everybody, not just Ty Lue, not just 213, James, Russ, whatever. This is everybody's fault. You know, this is like an organizational just meltdown that we're witnessing. And I think that when push comes to shove, you know, and I look at 213, you look at the percentages, played over 65 games. It's hard to get it anywhere else. You know, if you want to stay competitive, that's like, you know, when people start looking forward into the future and they go, man, I want to just be a losing team, like, you know, and build from the bottom up. We don't have picks till 2030. We can't be a losing team.
Yeah, we gotta
We can't.
if we move on, we gotta replace.
And
That's
this is
the yeah.
what somebody told me. Also, I say from another franchise, right? They're part of the coaching staff of another franchise. He told me. When I brought up something about, oh, we're gonna, you know, maybe they'll make a trade. We'll see in the offseason. He told me, you think this guy's better than Paul George? And I was like, no, but like, you know, it's fresh, you know, that's what fans would say. It's fresh, like it's brand new. And he's like, then you must enjoy losing. And I go, well, I go, damn. You know, like
And like, I do think I try not to do this as often, but I have said it, so I'm not gonna say I'm a hypocrite, but we do have the luxury to be complaining about a playoff team.
yes,
You know what I
absolutely,
mean? Like,
bro.
you know, like we're tired because we're not winning championships, but we've have been above 500 for 11 straight seasons, and no other team in the league has done that. So I think we're just frustrated as a franchise that we haven't taken that next step yet. Whereas, you know, teams like the Lakers could lose for an entire decade and then win a Mickey Mouse championship. You know, it's kind of like that should be our Mickey Mouse championship.
Absolutely.
But like with winning comes expectations, and I think we're just a little frustrated because I think every year we don't do it, we feel like there's a window closing. It's, you know, who's to say Kawhi's healthy next year? Who's to say Paul George is healthy next year? You know, so I think we get into these like moments where it's like it's either now or never. And not having picks till 2030, I think increases that anxiety a little bit.
Yeah.
And going back to the Vorp thing, like I'm also not a huge fan of people who just like cherry pick stats and say like, see, look, this is what. But I do think like that it's a representation of the roster construction of this team. And with three stars, there shouldn't be excuses, but there are five positions on the court. James Harden, Kawhi, and PG could all do their part, but then if you're giving up baskets because the other person doesn't guard their guy because PJ Tucker's on the court, or if Kawhi's got a lot of gravity, James Harden's got a lot of gravity, they toss it to the corner and Terrence Mann misses a three, that's where like a lot of these situations where the roster construction comes into a factor. And yeah. And it just like it could be regression. But like I think we're all expecting like players like James Harden to not be the same player he was last year, but he's still the second highest VORP player on our team.
No, I think James, I really think his legs are shot. I mean, you know, people can make it. I've seen people online be like, oh, it's about, you know, this is who he is. No, his legs are shot. You know, I think he's the oldest guy on the team next to Russ also, right? And he's,
Yeah,
but he
you're right.
leads the team in minutes. You see how that's going? Like, He has the ball so much of the game. I think that and shout out Trent, because Trent did say this, like, Ty Lue was running this dude into the ground. He was running him into the ground, and he might have done it. He really might have done it.
So Terrence Mann, and I feels like I'm picking on him, but I just think it's because with all the trades and stuff like that, and the fact that he is a starter this year,
Oh yeah,
the
no.
expectations should be a little bit like, hey, there's
For sure.
he had a 0.8 VORP last year, a 0.8 VORP the year before, and a 0.6 VORP the year before that, and then his rookie season he had a 0.0 VORP. So he is the same level replacement player as he was in his rookie season.
Yeah, no, I mean, the way you look at it, like, even if you judge him by his money, his contract, $11 million, and it's fine. My only thing is, it's just everybody has to pull in together. Everybody just has to be better. And whether it be people like the team being quotation mark dogs or not, like, we don't have any. I mean, clearly, we don't have any, because we're blowing leads in the fourth quarter, going down 20, going down 15. Guys are counteracting whatever they're saying in the press conferences. Before we get out of here, I really want to ask you guys, we'll take this, because you guys are going to probably record next week, and we'll probably only have like 7 games left or something, or
Yeah, there's like 11 games left in the season.
yeah, so by next week we'll have like 7 or 6 games left or whatever. Where do you guys think we finish? What seed?
At this rate,
At where we're at right now, like, thinking we're gonna win this game or lose this game, drop this. Because I'll tell you what I want. I'll tell you what I want them to do already.
what's up?
I think in the next like 5 games, I want them to go try to win, go try to separate from the Pelicans. Pelicans got the Bucks next, and then from there, start resting guys. Start resting guys. I think they've already killed themselves for the 3-2-1 seed. It's done. There's nothing they can
Yeah,
do about it.
it's not happening.
Yeah, there's nothing
So
they can do about that. So, 4-5, whether they want the home court or not, they're dropping games on their home court right now. I would prefer if James, at least James, got rest going into the playoffs. And maybe Kawhi get 2 or 3 in there. Preferably.
I at the rate they are playing now, probably the fifth seed.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming too. Yeah.
But they do have an opportunity to beat, like, get a game up on the Pelicans because they're playing the Hornets, at the end of this week. If they do play better on the road, so maybe we could catch the 76ers, who, like I said, they don't have Embiid, and the 76ers don't shoot as well as they did against us the other day. So the Magic is, that seems like a game we would lose just because, like you said, of our legs. But then we get into this stretch of games where it's like we play the Suns twice in April, we play the Jazz, we play the Rockets, the Cavs, the Nuggets. Like, I think other teams are going to be looking to rest some players, especially on their back-to-backs and et cetera. So I do, like, it's hard to predict what's a winnable game. But I was just say everyone's fully healthy. I think we'd probably take one out of two from the Suns. We'd probably beat the Jazz. Hopefully beat the Jazz twice. I think the Rockets are going to try to play for a playoff position in their final game.
So is the
So
Suns. The Suns are too, because they're kind of like in the play-in thing.
yeah. So like I said, they'll probably sit somebody, but they're only a game behind that sixth seed, so I don't know if they're going to sit any games, right? So
Yeah.
yeah, that's a good point. So yeah, like I every game's going to be tough. They go through a pretty decent gauntlet. Like I'm just going to say this right now. If the Clippers fell into the play-in, even if the Clippers go on a pretty decent run in the playoffs, let's just say Western Conference Finals. Like, screw it. Let's just say we do. Ty Lue needs to go.
Oh yeah, we're all in
Like,
agreement here.
yeah, like, even this slide right now should say that he should go. But if we fall into the play-in, like all we have to do for the most part, in my opinion, is probably play roughly 500 ball for the rest of the season, and we'll probably at least keep the fifth seed. Certainly keep the sixth seed if we play 500 ball, I would say. Because we're still 2.5 games up on the seventh seed right now. 2.5 games and 11 games is difficult to get, but the Clippers have surprised us before.
Right.
So I don't know. But if we beat the Kings, that's a big game. Because it puts the Kings down a notch, create some separation with the Kings.
Right.
And then we play the Suns twice. So if we could create some separations against those three teams in particular, I think we're in good shape.
I agree. I want us to sit that Denver game. I know they play Denver, right, in a week or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should sit that one out, or one of them sit it out, just to be like, hey, whatever, you know. Like, I know Denver's gonna gun for the number one seed. We have no parts in the number one seed anymore.
Like, it depends on what the team, like, if
Oh, it
we're
depends
going,
how we're losing, though. It depends if we're losing, right?
yeah, like the team we have currently right now, I'm not gonna give them any praise or expectations right now for the playoffs. But if we're gonna look at the season as an overall, I feel if we play the Nuggets pretty well this season, better than we had in seasons past. I feel like we've played the Nuggets pretty well, and I feel like we've even played the Timberwolves well. Not an entire game, I would say, but like I would say we played the Timberwolves like pretty well for 3/4 of a game, and in
Right,
the
right.
playoffs that could come into factor. The teams I'm more worried about are the teams below the Clippers.
Yeah,
Because like
same.
if we're playing the teams above us, that's because we've played them and we're probably playing them in the second round or something like that.
Same.
So yeah. I don't know, Jesse, do you Do you have where do you think the Clippers will end up?
I think you guys are. I don't know. I think I answered my question. I don't believe in this team, and I think we'll fall into plan. I think that's typical Clipper fashion, where we have a great season and then we get our hopes up, and then it just ends up being a complete disaster.
Oh my God,
When
I could like feel the anger in my body. I
it,
can feel
it's just that's what it is, dude. Like
Yeah, I agree. I
we had
agree.
a conversation, right? We had it was with we're talking about who is the biggest threat to the Clippers, and we're like, oh, it's just everything that's going wrong is going wrong. Lakers are doing really well. Lakers are like behind, like they're breathing behind our necks right now. Everyone is breathing behind our necks right now for our position. And I'll be honest, I don't think the Clippers do well on pressure. So if these last games are going to determine where they're going to be placed, I don't think they're going to be able to get a top six pick.
Could you imagine, bro, just falling into the plane? Oh.
If I could say something, and I think this kind of wraps up where the Clippers are right now. 2 months ago, it literally felt like the Clippers couldn't lose a game.
Yeah.
Like it was like even if things didn't go perfectly, that they were gonna come out and win that game. Now it literally feels like the Clippers can't win a game. There's
Yeah.
no game they go into where I'm like, oh yeah, they should win that.
Same.
The only game left, literally the only game left, I think they should win, or I'm confident they'll win, is probably the Hornets game. And even then,
I don't even then. I don't even
yeah,
think then.
even then
Yeah.
we lost to the Hawks, So it's like it's the Hornets game, and then we should, I'm not saying we will, should beat the Jazz.
And
But who knows?
we have bad games at Salt Lake or whatever too, so.
And who knows who we're resting? Who knows what our plan is? Like you said, Ty Lue probably doesn't care.
He don't, bro.
So let's, I don't know, but if we could at least go 6-5, I think we'll be okay. But I could easily see this team go like 3-8.
Listen, bro, if we fall into the plane, I'm crashing out. I don't know what to do, bro. If we fall into the plane, I'm crashing out. My mental health has took a toll already in these last like 2 weeks. I've never had basketball affect me as much as it has this year, honestly.
It's the highs and lows, because I think last year it was just this like you embrace the depression of the season. I think at a
Yeah.
certain point, and
Yeah,
you're just like, it is
for
what it
sure.
is. We're going to see some changes in the off season, and then we didn't see any changes this off season. And I think that kind of like came into the season. Then we got Harden, and then it sucked. And then I still think to this day we played the best damn basketball we've ever played as a franchise in those
I
two
do too.
months.
I do too.
And
Yeah.
then we're probably playing some of the most depressing rock bottom basketball in the last at least
I
two,
think
three
this is the
weeks.
worst we've ever played in the last 3 weeks, in the last, I want to say like 10
5 years.
years. Like,
Yeah.
I want to say 10 years because, yeah, Blake was here. So 2014, this has to be the worst we've ever played. I'd rather have what's his face? What was his name? CJ Williams or whatever playing on our team? Tyron Wallace and stuff. Bro, this is the worst we've played in the last 10 years. And I literally sat here yesterday, poured up my cup, and I was like, bro, I'm just gonna like.
And I'm gonna say something, and I know a lot of people are gonna be like, well, those teams aren't that deep if you think about it, and maybe I am just a little bit hyper focused on the Clippers, but there's a lot of teams that have a similar CBA issue like we do, and their teams are deeper than ours. I'm just gonna be real about it, and but also that's not an excuse for Ty Lue to suck.
Dude,
So
look
I'm
at the
so
Boston
tired.
Celtics.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so tired of the media just always keeping, like, they need to really start focusing on Ty Lue in these last games and
Right.
really see that this guy. I let me say this again. I hope Darvin Ham goes and takes his team, takes the Lakers to a play-in. If that means Ty Lue doesn't have another position, like an option after this season, and they keep Darvin Ham for next season.
Well, I think they would even Darvin Ham could leave him to a championship, and I still think they would fire him for Ty Lue.
Go ahead, they can have him.
Yeah.
I think he said it earlier. Like, I think we can't have this conversation because Ty Lue has not had any success besides that Western Conference appearance. For anyone to say that we should keep this guy, like, I'm totally okay with keeping Paul George and Kawhi and Harden and trying something new with someone at the helm for this coaching staff. Completely different, at least someone capable of making actual adjustments and trying things, throwing anything at the wall and try and make it work instead of just trying to fucking put a square peg into a fucking circle hole over and over and over again. And if this season fails and we go to plan, it should be the largest like stain on his career, honestly.
He's always got that championship to hold on to, and I think that's why Doc Rivers keeps getting jobs too. And you win an NBA championship, I think someone's gonna give you a chance. I think like for example, same thing you could say about like Frank Vogel, right? Like I think he's actually a pretty good coach, but he seems like one of those coaches that takes average teams into the playoffs. Not, but you know, he's not, he's this is his second opportunity to coach a star-ridden team. So, I don't know. There's a lot of coaches that I wouldn't mind having. Some of them do have Clippers history. We were having a sidebar yesterday with Jake, but that he says he would prefer, and I don't know if you don't mind me saying this, but you'd prefer if there was someone who doesn't have any ties to the Clippers coming in. So we'll see. I think like a part of me, it's the Clippers are playing so bad that I already want to be talking about the offseason. And I feel like there's gonna be plenty of off season to talk about the off season, but the Paul George contract, Ty Lue staying, I think Lawrence Frank is gonna keep his job, but I would like for them to bring somebody else into the front office who could have a fresher sense of like where the league is at, in my opinion, and have a fresher point of view on players on this team. Like, do you need Terrence Mann and Amir Coffey? Like, you know, do you really need a 35-year-old to be backing up Zoo? Or like, because the Clippers have yet to try bringing in an athletic center to back up Zoo.
Don't even get me started. I'm on record saying that thing has been
Yeah, like how hard is it to just find someone who could jump out of the gym to back up Zoo? Bring in great value DeAndre Jordan. You know what I mean? Like, bring somebody in of that caliber. Like, you can find our podcast wherever you find your podcast. You can find us on X, Twitter, Ellie Clisworm. Come say hi. Come tell us that we're wrong. I think we're all in agreement that things need to change, but I think we're all gonna have different point of views on why it's happening and who's to blame for it. But I guess that's what makes good content. Jake, do you have anything you want to promote?
JakeBarnes.com website is open till Friday. It's probably the last Jake Barnes ever until I go into my new venture. That'll be up soon. I will take my own advice and enjoy the season. I will take my
Yeah,
own
don't
advice
do
because
that.
I am crashing out.
Silver lining. Well, hopefully. The Clippers will be playing playoff basketball. Silver lining, if as long as you're invited to the dance, you have a chance to win the championship. But you guys could be doing anything with your time and you're spending it with us. We appreciate it because there's other sports around the corner. There's other sports going on in the world, and you don't have to get, I guess, depressed watching Clippers basketball. You don't have to. You don't have to. I feel like we have to because we do this podcast, but you don't have to. You don't. I'm gonna go on the record right now. You don't have to watch Clippers basketball. You don't have to do it.
There's
You
healthier
know,
options for sure.
yeah, go play video games, touch some grass,
I'm
watch some
definitely
baseball,
cooked. I'm definitely
watch
cooked.
some baseball. But I'm going to tell you this, and I hope the Clippers organization is listening, which I doubt they are. We are watching, so at least give us something worth watching.
Sheesh.
I think that's only fair. On that note, Jesse, do you have anything to say? I think I skipped you on the outro.
No, man. We'll continue to be depressed until Ty Lue figures this out. So, and it's not the players, it's Ty Lue.
If
Oh,
I
yeah, by
have
the
to.
way, whatever the players are saying, believe them. Don't believe that coach. Believe the players. Believe the players. If the
Yeah, we have.
players are telling you there's no identity, there's no identity. There's no, I believe him. Believe the coach. I mean, believe the players. For sure. Yep.
I you know what? Those are some wise words. On that note, we're out.
Peace.
Later.